mention, there is an encounter for Jesus and those people. They have a lot of religion background called Pharisees. And they watch Jesus because that is the beginning of his ministry. Something very incredible happened. Jesus touched people's life and things started to change. And many, many people were drawn by Jesus. Actually, those people, they were kind of a follower of those Pharisees. All of a sudden, things changed, situation changed. People started to follow Jesus instead of the Pharisees. So those Pharisees pay a lot of attention upon Jesus. They watch every movement that Jesus did. And through that scriptures, we try to see there are two parties. One party is we call religion, but the other one is follow the life path. That life is the Son of God's life. So they can make extraordinarily a difference. The path for the life is that life is from above, from heaven. And the religion is from below, from the earth. And life, those life is revealed from above, from the revelation. But religion is from man, is through the imitation. And that life is Son of God's life. And for religion, they come up with artificial bondage. And the life from God is God's grace. The people pursue the life path. They know whatever they pursue is based on God's grace. But the religion is they count on man's hard work. It's totally come out from flesh. And the people walking in the life path is they know whatever they do is for the purpose through God's righteousness. But those people follow the religion path. They want to build up, they want to set up their own self-righteousness. So the people receive the life, they enjoy the abundant life from Son of God. But those people follow religion, the best they are good at is they criticize people, they judge people. This is very natural for the people, the human. If men receive no revelation of life, then they have no choice. They got to follow the religion route. Life and religion, they don't mingle nor blend together. That is the example Jesus brought up, like new clothes versus old garment. They cannot put together, like new wine versus old wineskin. It just doesn't fit. And The last one we have talked about is when the Pharisees saw Jesus' disciples, they were so hungry and they pick up some head grain for their hunger, and that make a big difference. The people who follow the life, they knew, everybody knew the history about David and consecrated bread. But the people follow the life, they can see the God's action. But for religion path, it's totally blindness. They see nothing. And all the people over there at that time, everyone read Bibles, especially regarding the Sabbath. The people follow the life, they receive God's revelation. They understand what the true meaning that God in his mind all about. But the people follow religion, it's nullity. They got nothing, they got zip. And also at that time, people who meet Jesus face to face, the people follow the life path, they receive his life, receive it abundantly. But those people, even they saw Jesus, they couldn't even recognize he is the Son of God. What a shame and what a pity. So today we are going to the third session for life versus religion. Let's go to Mark chapter 3. Oops. Oh, sorry. I didn't know that I have already played some trick there. So I gave you some fancy stuff, but I didn't realize that that is already there. Okay, maybe we can let you review again. All right, let's get back to today's. Let me read one verse and you follow. Mark chapter 3, verse 1. Another time he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand," and he stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Today's topic is life versus religion, the third one. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit will touch our life and reveal us who you are, so we may receive the life of Son of God and receive it abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. This happened in synagogue. This is the most religious location. They got all the ceremony, rituals, rules, they practice there. Just like today in the church building, seminary, maybe temple, shrine, or mosque. Those areas are very religious. Everything, every move, you need to follow certain guidelines. Such a religious location that happened at the Jesus time. And there was a man with shriveled hand. One of his hand was shriveled, it's withered, it's defected. It's kind of starts dried up. So that hand is kind of useless, not able to even stretch out, somewhat like a handicap. And the hand cannot have the full function. And you can imagine a person with that kind of situation suffer the pain and not able to work in a full function. That person may have a low self-esteem, lost dignity. It's kind of a self-abasement. You can see from what Jesus commanded him. When Jesus said, "Stand up," he stood up. Jesus said, "In front of everyone," he walked to the front of everyone. He got no personality at all. He has little self-respect. You can ask him, "Go," and he will go. "Come," he comes. Maybe in synagogue, maybe in the society, he is just a nobody. There is a person. And let's see how religion look at this person. Verse 1 and verse 2, they looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watch Jesus closely to see if he would heal that man on Sabbath. Religion look at this person, this very living person, just like an object. They may also look at him, this is because of the curse of God. Maybe this person has sinned. Maybe his parent has sinned. Maybe his ancestor sinned. So now he received a retribution. This is his reward. He's unclean. He's filthy. He's sinful. This is the consequences of sin. From religion point of view. And for these people, Pharisees, this poor man, this poor guy, just a stage, it's just a tool for their own religion position struggle, because Jesus draw their all the religion attention from them. They use this poor guy as their stage for their own struggle, for their position. And they look at this person just like a bait for a fish. They just wish, Jesus, please, just do it, just do it. They're waiting for the fish to bite the bait. If you bite it, that's it. That's all we need. This poor guy is just a bait. You can see when religion, that their point of view, for such a simple fact, such a common sense, a straightforward truth, they cannot even recognize. They cannot see. That is the religion. Because why? Why they can become blindness? Why religion can guide people into blindness? Let their eyes blind and let their ears become deaf? Because really matter, the truth behind the religion is something that they would not let people see. The real motive behind the religion is selfishness. Because religion is just like when Adam and Eve, they fell, they sinned against God. They weave those fig trees leaves. They want to cover. See, religion is just trying to cover. So from the outside, it looked great. It looked comfortable. But what happened? Because behind the cover, there's a lot of filthy. Because why? Because there's no blood to cleanse it. The sin accumulated inside so much, so they need to continue to bring the religion to cover and cover layer and layer. So people talking about accumulate virtues. They do something good to accumulate virtue. So eventually they may go to heaven. They may go to Western Pure Land. They can go to Nirvana. And the purpose, the real purpose is for whom? It's for themselves. So it contains selfishness. Again, if you totally uncover, you will see the real naked stuff is for me, because I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. So I do good. This is religion. I can cover and layer so people will not see the true fact inside of me. That's the purpose of religion. Temporary cover. And you will see the real religious people, deep inside their heart, they have even less peace because they know exactly what happened. People maybe see from outside, they are great, they are good, they are good people. But they are afraid to see the light from above. Therefore, you will see in the media, why so many pastors, preachers, priests, they commit adultery, commit immoral stuff? Because they didn't go the path of life. They stick with the religion. They do many, many goods. They try to cover. So the more cover, they didn't realize that is the wrong way. To do good is just a method, a means, a scheme. So do good is not the purpose. It's just a scheme. It's a method. That is the wrong way for religion. So religion see that man, that poor man, they're actually totally blind. And how the religion they see themselves. When Jesus told them, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill, which one is lawful on Sabbath? The horrible thing happened. They remain silent. They remain silent. Religion can keep people silent. Their heart and their soul become silent. So quiet. Because why? Because no life. Religion provides many, many criteria, many rules, many filters. Through filters and filters, everything filtered out except the life. They got no life. The only response for those Pharisees is their eyes staring at Jesus, their mind criticizing Jesus. That's what they care. Other than that, they are silent. For that shriveled person, they truly don't care. In West Virginia State, there is an elementary school. One of the students, the young Patricia, got cancer. So through the chemo, and the day she was allowed to come back to the class, she was so embarrassing because her hair is totally gone. She put a hat and came to the class. Through a couple of days, the student made a decision, a secret decision, because they found this classmate such a tough situation through those tough times. So next Monday, when everybody came to the class, everybody was bold. They shaved their hair because they want to accompany their classmate until the hair grows. Even the little boys and girls, they care about their classmate. But the religion, they can ignore. Their heart can become hardened. Maybe at your home, somebody's religion is after work, after class, they stick at the computer. That's their religion. Whatever happened in their family, they don't care. Their mother calling, I don't care. That's maybe also religion. There's a saying say, the saddest things that ever human really experience is the death of their heart and soul. For this poor guy, he was ill, but they didn't care. They didn't see. He is in pain, they don't feel. In agony, they don't hear. I don't care. It's not my problem. It's not my business. That is religion. Religion, if you go to the extreme end, they don't feel people's pain. They don't recognize people's suffering. That is keep silent. And also, how the religion treat Jesus. The Pharisees went to plot with Herodians to kill Jesus. Religion with blindness and without any care to people, religion can kill. Especially when religion embrace politics. If these two together, they join hand in hand together, there is nothing they cannot do. There's no evil that cannot come out from them. Everything they can come out from that. That is why we will see in the history, the Catholic, they can start with crusader to kill. Like some other religion, they can hold their teaching one hand and the other hand with a knife. either way you choose. Or they can carry the suicide bomb and go to the school or those public area, doesn't care if there's a woman or children. Or maybe some kind of religion, they can come out with kamikaze. They don't care. They want to kill Jesus. They just want, I may live, but you should die. Maybe go further, I die, you die too. Or I die, all of you die. This is the horrible thing that religion can come out. And what happened to the life, the Son of God life? Jesus said, I die so you may live. That make a big difference. Let us look at Jesus, how he responded to them. Jesus looked around at them in anger. But Jesus was deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. Do you see there is a paradox? One side, he was so angry. But one side, he was so deeply distressed. He worried. He was sad. He was in agony. This is called agape. This is God's agape. On one side, you see his anger. That is reveal God's righteousness and justice. But the other side, you will see he was so deeply distressed. He worried so much. Reveal God's love and mercy. And these two, only place can put them together is on the cross. I've experienced something from parents. That is, in this whole world, the only possible slightly image for that is parents. The parents' love toward their children. I was very naughty when I was young. And one day, my mother gave me a shower and bath. And after that, then she went to cook. And I sneak out. And then I play. And when I came back, the whole being is not look good. That's messy. So my mother called me into the room and asked me to kneel down as a punishment. But 5 minutes later, my mother came in. She also knelt down with me. She was so angry, but she was also distressed. Teenager, I may let you know the other side of your parents. Maybe some teenager, they went out even till midnight, didn't return home. Intentionally, they turned off their cell phone. Do you know what happened the other side picture? Especially maybe your father. So angry, he was ready to beat you up. His mind keep on reminding himself, I already told this young man or the young woman so many times, and now he ignore me. I wish I never had this child. But deep inside his heart or her heart, he will wonder what happened maybe to my child. Whether he will come out with some big trouble that nobody can help. Unlimited worry, frightened. Many parents told me they are frightened, scared to death. These two came out together in anger and distress. You know what? This is the best way to shorten a person's life. You can calculate how many years that you have been used, consumed. This is true. I'm not telling you some fancy stuff. This is very, very true. But once they saw their children come back, they forgot everything. They just hope everything is all right for my child. Jesus looked at those people ready to kill him, anger and distress. There is a choice for us. There's a path for life, the abundant life, the Son of God's life. And there's another route. That is religion. See, why Jesus scorn at them with anger? You check with your parent. If parents still angry about you and talking about very, very strong word against you, that means one thing for sure, he still got hope upon you. He believed there's still a hope upon you. That's why he will spend the time and energy try to call you back. Jesus healed and saved that shriveled man so his hand can start to function normally. Jesus also used this occasion to call those Pharisees, those religious people, come back. You need healing. You need saved by salvation. So your heart and your soul can function normally. He still got hope for those people who hate him, and want to kill him. And this is life. This is the life of Son of God. And that is a choice for you. You can follow his path, not to stick with religion. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so very much that you send your only begotten Son to this world, this not very comfortable world, but you did send him. So we may receive the revelation through this incarnation. We saw, and so we can understand. This is the path prepared for us, the life of Son of God. We thank you so very much that you give freely this eternal life to us. We thank your blessing. And help us to remember those loved ones and our friends nearby us. They maybe just stick with the religion route. They don't know which way to go. Give us the burden. Reach them. Pray for them. Really love them. In Jesus' name we pray.